SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
A very good Tuesday, race fans. Sirius 219, XM 201, Sports Zone 964. If you're listening to Sirius XM online and at our website too, I'm laughing because I asked Casey how his birthday was. I was very remiss yesterday, forgetting to wish him an on-air happy birthday. Our birthdays are, you know, they're. I really should fold Casey's, not that he was born in 59, but I really should fold it into the pantheon with Marty McGee and with Jay Privman. But it shouldn't, you know, they really shouldn't let your birthday case fall on the Monday after Thanksgiving because it just was a blur. And so I asked them how was your birthday? He said, really good. And he's been at it since Thursday, so... If he's a little sluggish, on the uptake, pushing the buttons, dialing up the phones, etc., you know why. And we won't ask how old Casey is. It's unless he wants to tell me, because I have no idea. You know what? That was your 40th. Oh my God, that's great! Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 40 years old. Well, you know, this just goes to show you, Kay. I wouldn't have known that, you know, right? Black don't crack. That's exactly. Yeah, I couldn't resist. Well, we couldn't resist today having the Catman. Wayne Catalano. Cat will join us later. And bottom of the hour, we'll talk about Leora. And all of you can, I don't know if you want to, maybe we can line up all of you that benefited from Leora. And while I certainly appreciate the nice thank yous, but, you know, all I did was interpret and anticipate what Wayne had told us. And Casey, when was Catalano on last? Because I think it was probably in September. And Leora, you know, had caught my eye, and you know, I asked and he gave us he told you exactly what you needed to know. And it was very similar to the conversation and really the reason we called Brendan Walsh last week was to, you know, to get some added insight into Plus Que Parfait, who had really a very similar profile as Leora. And, you know, there's a valuable handicapping lesson out of both of those races. And it has to do with horses stretching out, young horses, you know, stretching out. I've said before, when we're playing in the summer, when you've got the two-year-olds and you get the stakes, whether it's 5.5 furlongs or 6 furlongs, I always gravitate and, you know, try to seek out the juveniles that have run those distances already. And then when we get to this juncture, the mile and a 16th, it's similar. Particularly the horses, if you're looking for a price and you're looking for an upset candidate like Leora, you want a horse that had shown, you know, with the added ground that it was to their liking. And that was something that you basically heard from Catalano. You got it from Brendan Walsh. And when you looked at the wins in the last starts by both Leora and Plus Que Parfait, you know, coming with the stretch out to the mile plus distances, and keep an eye on that because it's an indicator, especially when it came to Leora. And it, you know, I mentioned on Friday that her fig, the way that race was graded out, if you're just looking at the buyers, for instance, she got a 66 buyer in the maiden win and had a 65 buyer in her turf try. And that was frankly a little, not misleading, but it kind of dirtied her up, because that performance on the mile and a 16th dirt effort was better than that, better than the fig. And we said that on Friday. And Pliska Parfait, really identical in that, and comes out of that same vein. So looking forward to Catman's visit. And for those of you that popped the 5680, this was the it doesn't take too many of these to, you know, make for a, you know, great quarter, a great, I mean, in some cases, I heard from somebody on Twitter, Randy, who played the Fleur de Lis pick four. And I was remiss. I did not see the press release anywhere on Thursday or Friday. I never saw it. And it wasn't until after the race day, after the sequence had really was underway, that I even knew about it. I was surprised. Did you? And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance. You know, it didn't come up with James on Friday. But there was the Fleur de Lis Fairgrounds Churchill pick four, and it paid tremendous. It paid $1,300 with two favorites at Fairgrounds. I mean, unbelievable. You had that even money Tackett from Stidham with Mitch Merle, went off by himself in the maiden mile 40, and then you had Great Wide Open at 3-2. So you had two favorites at the Fairgrounds, and then you had Leora and Signalman. So really, the only tough horse was Leora, and you know, we certainly tried to make the case for her. $1,300, and Randy hit it four times, and it drew about 25,000 in handle. So Randy took down like 30% of the pool. Great for him. Good job. Anyway, and speaking of Fairgrounds and those conversations between Brendan Walsh and Wayne Catalano, did everybody pick off the Brendan Walsh maiden winner? Idle Hour. We talked about with Brendan. I'm sure there's some of you out there. Brendan Walsh told you that the Malibu Moon filly out of Nice Down the Dusty Road, the stake mare for Stone Street. Yeah, Brendan handed you that one on a plate and paid $2,280. That was also a nice part of the weekend. So, and I'll remind you, for those that just listened to Proctor, the horse that Proctor unprompted offered you comes up this weekend, and certainly any James Bond readers or James Bond fans, the name will be easy to remember. Felix Leiter. Proctor brings back in a maiden race, he said Saturday. So this is how you take copious notes, right? That's the lesson. Anyway, Catalano later. Pat Cummings is going to visit as well. We'll talk to Pat about one of the Thoroughbred Idea Foundation's initiatives, and this came up about 10 days ago. You may have seen, I know that Pat had reached out to me and said, you know, when you have a spare slot, and it's certainly timely because one of the white papers, like we talked about in terms of trying to eliminate breakage, well, one of the other topics that was addressed in a thought-provoking white paper, the idea about changing the basically adopting what's known as the Category 1 approach to fowls. And, of course, Pat, in the time in Hong Kong and his close association during his time writing DubaiRaceNight.com, Pat got to see the inner workings of these. In fact, you'll remember we had Pat on from Hong Kong, and at the time of that video, the interviews. In fact, whether it's from Dubai or anywhere internationally where they televise the steward investigations, the inquiries. But this is, and Pat and I have talked about this, I think, once before, a few years ago, we addressed the category approaches. And Pat will explain what they are and the nuances and what the benefits could be in terms of eliminating or, you know, minimizing. You're never going to eliminate controversial or, you know, difficult decisions. But there is the potential from the Category 1 approach that could really make everybody more comfortable and you know, have less of these, to my way of thinking, nutty conspiracy type, as we talked with Johnny yesterday, inferences. So Pat'll handle that. John White later. Andy had to come up to Saratoga. Kind of a, I don't want to say emergency, I don't want to, you know, but Andy had to come up here. His mom had a procedure, and so being dutiful as he is, he came up to Saratoga and is kind of unsure about his timing. So we may not get a chance to talk to Andy today at all, but there's a nice sequence tomorrow, another Wednesday carryover, not a double, not like we had last week, which was really a fun sequence. But there's only two of the six races had been scheduled for turf, and one of them has got a bunch of MTOs. So even if there's no turf racing, I mean, right now it's snowing up here. It rained all night, then it froze, and now it's snowing on top of it. To try to make walking around as treacherous as possible. It has been relentless. The racing was relentless as well, from going all the way back to last Tuesday and through Sunday. And I still got a stack of results to rifle through and talk about, including a couple of horses from the weekend that have had wonderful years and have been really, you know, under the radar. I mean, we've had discussions about them. Moonlit Promise won the Bessarabian again for Josie Carroll and for John Secura and the Windsor Boys. I don't know if you saw a bunch of wild Canadians that were screaming at Woodbine. That's pretty funny. They're carrying on. Of course, Josie Carroll's so kind of quiet and reserved. And I got to mention, we'll come back with this, because Late Night Powwow won the Willa on the Move. What a nice horse this is, Late Night Powwow. Contreras, we had a wonderful conversation with him earlier this fall. Let's take a break here. Plenty to cover. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. The BrizNet.com Performance Plan offers unlimited PDF past performances for just $75 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/PP. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats, for only $275 per year, and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is just $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet.com is the handicapper's edge.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
An open heart, so you share what's inside, thinking that all is said in confidence, but then you realize.
We're back at the races. I don't get tired of that. Chicano Batman, so great. And friendship, a small boat in a storm. And speaking of friendship, Pat Kelly is going to join us. And Pat will bring everybody together in an appreciative vein for... really the outstanding turnout and response for the Rick Violet Memorial last night at Belmont, and under terrible weather conditions, an inch of rain, just a nasty afternoon and evening downstate as well as here. People turned out, and not only turned out, they came from far away, and just a, in a testament to how respected and what esteem Rick was held in by his peers and by stakeholders around the game. Pat Kelly joins us. Pat, good morning. I hope you and the far-flung fighting Kellys had a happy Thanksgiving.
Everything was fine. Everything was great. And although we never got the run fire key there at the end, but it's just one of those years. No drought in this part of the country.
No,
and
for
by,
sure.
There won't be any turf tomorrow.
No, not after another inundation.
No. Gee, they'd be lucky to get a few. They're only scheduled to go through the weekend if we make it. I don't know. It's been unbelievable fall. So yeah. They had 2.5 inches at Kennedy the other night, Saturday night into Sunday. So
incredible. It's amazing. Anyway. Well, the level of rain equal to the number of tears shed over Rick Violette's passing, and we talked about it.
It was in a way poetic because of all the rain at the Whitney. That wonderful win at the Whitney this year after the monsoon and cloudbursts and everything that went on, it kind of was reminiscent of that, because by the time we were done last night and enjoying all the stories about Rick and all the friendships and things that he's done for the industry, the rain let up and everybody was able to get home. So thank goodness. It was a tough trip. We even had a couple of Alex Waltrip came up from Kentucky and flew all day getting here, and I don't know if he ever got home or not. His plane was delayed till midnight, and I said, I hope you get home. These kind of days, they cancel a lot of flights, so you never know. But it was a wonderful event and unbelievably attended, and Andy and the staff did a great job putting it together, and they had a nice video of Rick's achievements over the years on the racetrack, which, as we talked about before when he passed, a lot of people forget how good a trainer he was for as many hours as he puts into all the other things that we dealt with over the years, which wasn't easy. And, you know, it was just unstoppable with his dedication to all the things that we got done around here over the years.
Yeah, undoubtedly. And I wanted to not only have you on to, you know, to basically acknowledge and voice appreciation for everyone who was able to come and pay tribute to Rick, but, you know, within today's context, the Giving Tuesday concept for those that are resolved today to make donations, we suggest two places that Rick had designated, and that's the Take Two program, the retraining program that he and Andy Belfiore put together and has been an instant success, and of course the backstretch employees service team, does an unbelievable job.
Yeah. Rick not only brought our organization back from the brink of bankruptcy back when things were tough years ago, he got Best back on a good foot and got them well funded, and all the tremendous work that they do. They were tremendous participation from those people, that the gang that runs the Saratoga operation all drove down. I don't know how they made it. The girls from, you know, that work out of the office up there all year round at the Saratoga annex of that organization, and help all the people there all summer. It was just wonderful to see everybody, and we all had a nice time, you know, remembering Rick and trying to figure out who's going to carry the mantle. Joe didn't know what he was getting into when he took over the reins, I think.
Exactly. That's that. You know, you say that and you say it laughingly, but the depth of involvement required here, and that's what. You know, that's what is so notable, that Rick would have the success that he had, and I don't know if I suppose Diversify ends up as his most decorated runner, but it's
I think so. Some of those three holds that were, you know, didn't quite pan out in the classics. I don't think Rick won a classic, but the work he did with both the, I think last year was the Jockey Club Gold Cup in the fall, and then the Whitney up there this year, and Rick was in good shape at that time. It just really sadly deteriorated this fall after the Keeneland sale, and it just caught us all off guard. We thought he had beaten that thing as he's beaten everything else in life. So anyway, it's but no, he's. You know, I would think that's one of his best ones, and not sure what Mr. Evans is going to do with him. I think he had gone to the farm when all the things were going on, when they decided not to do Breeders' Cup, and I guess he's a gelding, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Right.
Nobody's talked about that. But Melissa, who did so much for Rick, and actually they had another employee, Rick's longtime employee, that was also Bill at the same time, and Melissa was helping both of them and training the horses, and she's going to take a nice vacation and relax, and it's good for her because she's a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Well, and I understand she's not interested in going out.
They've pretty much dispersed all the horses out for now. Yeah. I've got two horses of Mr. Evans that were there, a couple of two-year-olds. The one two-year-old was actually entered. We entered him in my name to try to get a race into him right there when everything happened, and then he got sick with the bug that hit everybody down here. And so he's on the comeback trail, and hopefully he'll turn up this winter. A horse called Binary. So we'll see.
Right.
See what happens. But, you know, everything's just... Mr. Evans helped us on the jockey fund for many years. He was a trustee with us on the jockey fund, but when we got it going and had all the good years before, everything sort of had a rough go here lately. But we've actually got some good news this year. It looks like our initial premium is down for the first time in many years, and we're trending in the right direction with our new insurance company, so Zurich. So we're trying to rein that in, and that's one of Joe's and mine big projects as we go forward here to get New York back to being a little more friendly with the workers' comp.
Now it's been really a just an unwieldy beast for everybody, and it's a burden for whatever size operation anybody has, having to come up with those balloon payments for workman's comp.
Right.
And I mean, it's amazing. And you know, you got to pay them in advance, and they're, you know, no matter how big you are, it's close to five figures or over, every time. And, you know, then you fold in. I mean, certainly owners know as well, when you go to reach.
Get the big pushback from the smaller people, but with that initial payment to run that first horse or the only horse you might have.
Exactly.
But in a way, it's you're covered for the year, and you can't get sued, and it's sort of a cost of doing business, but it's become a tough cost of doing business. It was a lot more friendly. So anyway, we're working our butts off to try to get that heading downward again and get it back where it helps everybody. We understand everybody's predicament. So
Rick's example inspires everybody, Pat, and we again urge, I'll put up links to Take Two and to Best, and of course a new dorm opening at Belmont as well.
Beautiful. We got the second dorm going, so we're starting to recuperate for a little bit from the big freeze out and issues we had last winter where all the power went out and the pipes broke.
Transformer.
Everybody did yeoman's work on that, especially Andy and Rick Schausberg and our staff and Ira's staff, the rooming dormitory people. And the maintenance crew that was actually able to get a couple of temporary generators up and going to get there so we could feed and house the people here, you know, in temporary quarters till things got straightened out. So team effort all around.
Absolutely, and we'll keep Rick Violette in hearts and minds, really, you know, forever. He was a unique personality, and you know, one of those people you could you didn't have to agree. You never had to worry though that he he never took anything to heart. Yep.
You'd be friends with him and differ on certain policies, that's for sure.
Exactly.
And we're going to establish, I know Alan might have mentioned it up at the Mrs. Steinem's event that we had this summer, not knowing that this would happen in the fall, but that we're going to establish a Rick Violet Award as we go forward. We're going to try to seek out people in the industry that do the kind of things that Rick did and provide services and do programs and things and try to honor him as we go forward with that award every year.
Yeah, and certainly the kind of person that, without a doubt, deserves that kind of an acknowledgement. Pat, I appreciate this, and we appreciate everybody who, whether you were able to, if you weren't able to attend yesterday, an opportunity to remember Rick in a tangible fashion with a donation to Take Two, and I'll send up the link shortly, and maybe split your donation, and it'll be
that'd be great.
Well received.
Especially with the holiday season upon us, to wish everybody a good
safe
and happy holidays out there, and Merry Christmas, and hopefully a Happy New Year for everybody.
Pat Kelly, folks, and Pat has served alongside Rick virtually the whole time that Rick, the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. We appreciate Pat taking the time. We'll take a timeout here, bottom of the hour, and Wayne Catalano is going to join us on the heels of Leora's nice win in the Golden Rod. And we'll also, this half hour, have a visit with one of my favorite trainers for a long time. And this is a visit that I guess was put off for the period while he wasn't training, while he was just doing bloodstock work. But you've heard me talk about one of my favorite, when the topic of lower profile horse heroes comes up. And Mr. Nickerson, the doomed Mr. Nickerson, who suffered the cardiac episode in the Breeders' Cup. Mark Reed, kind of waded back into some training and now is really back full swing and has had a very good 2018. And I don't want to say that he capped it off with that win last week in the Blue Mountain Juvenile, but he's got a nice filly. And we'll talk about the win, about Please Flatter Me, the Munnings filly. Mark Reed is going to join us. Very cool. This is I've been waiting since the 90s for this conversation. And you know what? Maybe we'll bookend it because his brother Butch has got a big shot coming up in the Remsen this weekend as well. Let's step away. Come back with Wayne Catalano, Catman next, at the races, Sirius XM.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Enjoy Daily Racing Form's best value with a multi-track PP pack. Get 5 full-card PPs featuring the day's best racing for only $6. Each DRF multi-track PP pack features full-card DRF past performances for the top tracks you want to play. Handicapping articles and analysis, closer looks for key tracks, and selections by DRF handicappers. Daily packs and longer plans for all budgets are available. Download full-card PPs for 5 of today's top tracks. Visit drf.com/multi-track today.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Your barn is successful. Your program is tried and true. However, there are a few horses that aren't responding in the way you'd like. Does this sound familiar? Well, let Biomedical Research Labs help change that. Our clinically proven products will help your equine athletes become their very best. I guarantee it. This is Joseph Vellante. To learn more, contact me at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/RaceLens.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Vick on SiriusXM Radio.
I can't stop shaking. The room has a groove and the floor is almost earthquaking. Look what we're making. History out on the floor and it's just awaking. So get that needle in the core. Scratch that.
And, you know, I had to come up, a good job, Case, with Imelda May, and or not Imelda May, coming back with something swinging, because the best dancing trainer in the whole sport, Wayne Catalano, joins us, the Catman. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you, sir?
I am terrific. Welcome, and how was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. Yeah, we had the family in town. They came in town for Thanksgiving, and we baptized a little grandson, and then we had the race. So it was a great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many people, Wayne, have expressed thank you. I passed it along to you the other day by text. So many people appreciative of your telling them what you expected from Leora when we talked a couple of months ago. We talked about her stretching out and what kind of potential she had. And boy, oh boy, she got a terrific, confident ride from Channing Hill. And hats off to everybody involved as the Candy Ride Filly follows up her maiden win with the Golden Rod.
Yeah, that was great, Steve. You know, when the whole family was involved, and you know, when you win races like that and whole families involved, that's a great feeling. You know, it's just special to win, much less to have everybody involved and, you know, making it a nice family affair.
And, you know, when I asked you about her around the time of the maiden performance in September, and you know, we had seen her at Saratoga, and then you put her on the grass, and you actually had tried her, you expected to run her on the grass, and it rained off in her debut, and she ran very well. But yet you went ahead and gave her the turf try in September. Bring everybody back to the evolution and your expectations, because you had confidence from the start with her.
You know what? When I got that filly and she started training and we started breezing the past a half a mile, we thought she had some talent. And I told them, Mr. Bob and Annette, that, you know, maybe we got another farrow on our hands. You know, we took her to Saratoga and, you know, we decided to run her on the grass first time, 5.5, and it came off. And, you know, by candy ride and off track, we said, you know what, she'll handle this as well. And she broke this a hair tardy and didn't get away real good and just come running and two jumps past the wire. She was 3 in front. So we was very happy with all that. You know, everything went well that way. And then we didn't get it back in over there. So we ended up at Churchill and got her on the grass. She was in front all the way. Just come up a little short. Missed a couple of works with her in between. And she ran a big race that day. So we're coming back and then we'll get it back on the dirt. And she just, you know, went pretty easy that day. So we was excited about that.
Yeah, and the two turns on the dirt, yeah, I mean, the two turns on the dirt was really, to me, the indication that she had to be respected. And then there really wasn't a lot of speed in here. What did you tell Channing going in?
Well, as I always tell all my boys, you know, when you're going away from there, just break sharp and go away from them, just see how it unfolds, because you don't really know how they're going to go when they leave the gate. You just got to see who breaks well and where you're at, you know, and then from there you just use your judgment. So that's what we usually do, and she broke so good the other day, and Chan rode a hell of a race on her. I mean, he just nursed her all the way around there and did a great job.
The horse to the outside, Chad Brown, came into town with a first out winner that had been on the lead, was a 6-furlong debut winner, and you figured from being outside she was going to have to go forward. Castellano's hand was forced, so he basically set up shop and was chasing, and Leora ran her off her feet, basically.
Well, yeah, you know what? We thought, you know, that would be the speed, like you said, coming off the three quarters. They got a little speed, and, you know, but when you think about it, you know they're going to try to rate it and get the two turns off of just the one race. So, like I told the guys over there, Chaz Brown, he's more of a dirt train, a grass trainer, and I had him on the dirt, so I took myself as the edge. I was joking, obviously, but I told him I got a little edge on him. This is not the grass. This is dirt.
Well, she
did a great job on both, but I was just kidding with him. Anyway, yeah. She did, you know, everything went well. You know, when the plan comes together, it's great, you know. We had the filly going in before she went by 9 on the dirt. I had in the grass race, and Steve Leving, who advises me on pedigrees and races, and he said, you know what, I'd run it back on the dirt. So I called up, and I had her in the grass race, and I took her out and put her back on the dirt, because the dirt race only had so many, and the grass race had, like, overfilled. So I thought, you know what? If we're going to run on the dirt big races, we might as well go dirt. And that's how she won. That's the day she won by 9. So that was a good move all the way around.
The way she came around the turn, I got very confident personally just watching. And I had Kenny McPeak yesterday. We talked about his win in the boys' race, and he sort of blamed himself, saying that, you know, in retrospect, he's sorry that he and Brian Hernandez didn't, you know, get involved earlier, because it became very apparent that she was not going to just, you know, zoom up Restless Rider and go right on by. And when Channing started to ride her, you could tell. I mean, she was just not going to let the favorite pass.
Now, that was a very good effort by the filly. You know, she ran a hard out. She ran unbelievable. You know, we was all happy with it, obviously, but the filly, she went out there and did it for us, and Chan rode a great race, and it all come together good. I mean, just, you know, she had a chance to go by us and just couldn't go by us. When she headed us like that, we thought we might be in a little bit of trouble there, but she held her off real, real good. There wasn't no luck and nothing that involved. She did a job to hold that filly off, so we might have a nice filly on our hands, you know. Even though you win, you always got a nice horse, but the way she done it, that was special.
Well, you mentioned Farrell, you mentioned the Coffee Pot team, and this was not one of their homebreds. This was actually a very clever buy, too. I mean, to get this filly, a Candy Ride filly, out of Giant Mover, this is an important female family, and this makes this filly very valuable.
Yes, it sure does. Yeah, if I had Family Tree, you know, it was in that family. I had a sister, won those races with Family Tree, so we was excited about it. having along the way when she was working. That kind of gave me a good idea that, you know, maybe I got something here when I was touting her early on before she ever run. I kept telling them, I think we got another Farrell on our hands.
Unbelievable.
As you know, when I spoke with you guys earlier about it.
Yep. Yep, and you know, you look at her $175,000, which feels like a bargain now.
It sure does. Yep, it was a great ride. It was a great weekend. You know, like I said, you know, having old family in town, and you know, baptizing my grandson, and having Thanksgiving, and then having this race to top it all off. That was like very, very nice weekend.
Now, what will you do? Will you basically let her down a little bit now, give her a little break, and then head toward the Fairground Oaks? That kind of a
right.
Of a
right. She won't. She'll go to the Fairground. She's gonna go the same route as Farrell, but we're not gonna go in the first one. Farrell ran in the first one when she swept them all here because that was that quarantine on, and we said, you know what? There's nobody
right.
Come in. Nobody can go out. So there's nobody here that can beat us. So she wasn't quite 100%, but we went ahead and run her because there's like nobody can run against you, you know? So we took
sure.
advantage of that. That's how that happened.
Well,
we'll wait to run in the second one. We won't run in the first one. She shipped in today. She shipped good. She came in Fairgrounds this morning.
Excellent. And regarding, and we'll turn our attention to Fairgrounds as well. And what's your situation for this winter? Fairgrounds, and then you'll send some to, again, to Oaklawn?
Yes, we'll be at Oaklawn with a handful. Yeah, no, we brought Manny Wye down here. We'll probably run him in the Sugar Bowl. So we got a couple of them.
Excellent. Well, and you mentioned Manny Wye, and among the horses that we got to keep track of, some maidens coming up this week. Let's look ahead to Thursday, and this topic came up already this week. Talk about the opportunities for Winter Sunset and Room to Finish on Thursday.
Well, that Winter Sunset, we got high hopes for her. Obviously, she's a high profile filly with the pedigree and everything, and you know, we're very excited about running her. We was unlucky in running her at Churchill, but it turned out that we didn't get to run on the grass for the last week anyway. So here we are at the background, and yeah, she's doing great. We like her a lot.
She also drew well. You would think
yeah.
for this, she drew inside, can save ground. What kind of a, you know, you talk about the pedigree. She's a Tappet. She's out of the wonderful Winter Memories. This was, of course, the Phillips family, and the Coffee Pot team is partnered up with John Phillips and company on Winter Sunset. Talk a little bit about her style, what you've seen from her in the mornings.
Well, she's training forwardly now. You know, she was a little tough girl to get going. But once we got her straightened out and going, training good, she's training forwardly, and she's up to run the big, big race. And if she runs to a pedigree and a family, we're going to have a lot of fun with her also.
Two races later, and it's funny because Brad Cox was with us and yesterday, and Brad is up against you in both of these races. Room to Finish, 5-1 on Room to Finish in the eighth. Winter Sunset is 8-1. Tyler Kennedy is going to ride both, and you obviously, you've been riding Kennedy. You must be happy with him.
Yeah, Todd's riding some big races right now. I mean, he's riding really good right now, and we're just staying with a hot hand. But Channing Hill is supposed to be on Winter Sunset. He'll be in town to ride her.
Okay. All right. So switch.
Yeah, Channing's supposed to ride her. They got a little mixed up there on the entries. But
all right.
Channing will be here to ride Winter Sunset, and then the boy will be back on that filly, be on that filly there. And well, we're happy with them both. We look like we can get us a double there.
Well, and I got to ask you an interesting question, because Room to Finish is a Louisiana bred, and yet you're running this filly in open company.
Well, the reason why we did this is that the Louisiana bred maiden filly race was for December the 2nd. We're not too sure that race was going to go. And lo and behold, they had six in there and didn't use it. I tried to enter her back in that race.
Hmm.
So they brought it back, so hopefully that we can re-enter in that race.
Oh, so you think Room to Finish will actually end up against Labrettes?
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. But
okay.
This one come first, the Louisiana bred come second. We don't know if they were going to use it. Sure enough, they only had six in it yesterday. We tried to make seven, and he couldn't get to it. So she may be re-entered against Louisiana bred.
This is a 3-year-old, and she's got the West Point and Partners involved. I'm guessing this was a private purchase?
It was, yeah. Yeah, I bought it privately and put this team together. I put
interesting.
Three guys together, and I'm purchasing this filly to come down to the fair grounds.
Very clever, because how did you notice her, Wayne? She was out in California.
Oh, Steve Levine, same guy I'm talking about, give us advice and then found the horse. He sells me a lot of horses, and Larry Rebelli, a lot of horses, and he come up with the filly, knowing I'm going to the fair grounds, and I put a team together to buy her.
Very nice. Room to finish. She's a giant oak. She certainly wants distance. She's out of a Victory Gallop mare and was bred in Louisiana by Mike Meeks. And we'll keep an eye on her. She ran two very competitive races in California this summer at Del Mar. She ran very well.
Right.
First in maiden 50s.
I figured that was open company, so why not open company here?
Why not? Listen, we're not questioning. We're not going to question the judgment of the Catman.
Well, it pays more too.
Exactly. It's a bit. I got you. I hear you. Well, Wayne, excited for Leora's potential. You mentioned Manny Wah. What else? What else is we going to see here in the early stages at Fairgrounds?
We got a few more. We're not going to release just yet.
All right.
Going to wait until we get a little closer. We got a couple of them. That we're gonna probably gonna be a little bit more at Oaklawn than here. Those couple left that we got left to release that has not run yet.
Well, and you would.
We only get so many stalls here, so we're gonna take them here, and then we'll take our rest of our talent to Oaklawn.
Well, and of course the purses, the purses are ridiculous. Why not?
Right. Well, that's what we're gonna do. Well, we got we got the Manny Wye for the Sugar Bowl. Hopefully, we get him going on this program, and hopefully, he can get on. He can get on the Kentucky Derby Trail. As we got one on the Oaks Trail, we can get him on the Kentucky Derby Trail, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely, and waiting for Manny Wye, and Manny Wye, will take charge, Colt, and this is Mrs. Moulton, and certainly anxious to see. See him get back going. Wayne, I think that there was something else that I had for you, and I'm going to come up empty here looking at my Catalano file. But in the meantime, let's just congratulate you once again and say thank you
so
because,
much.
Well,
always
Wayne.
Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Well, so many people cashed. We really talked Leora up, and she came through.
Yeah, good. That was good. It's great when a fun comes together.
The one and only, the Catman, Wayne Catalano, everybody. You can follow Cat Racing on Twitter. And Wayne, when I say best, most loved horseman out there, wherever he goes. And, of course, you're the best. Wayne Catalano, folks. And if we don't talk, Merry Christmas to you and Sharon and the whole family and
same to you, my friend. You and your family. Y'all have a blessed holiday.
The best. Wayne Catalano, folks. And he's the one guy that can outdance Tony Black. We'll take the time out here. We'll come back, and Mark Reed is going to join us. We'll talk to Mark. Haven't had this honor, really, to congratulate him on a stake win. Guy that I've gotten to know while he was really away from training. But I'm holding in my hand. I'll put this picture up today. I'll put up this picture of Mr. Nickerson at Belmont with Angel Cordero. And you know what? He was kind of a... Now that I'm looking at the picture, He was a bit of a pocket rocket, and look at those in the purple blinkers. We'll talk to Mark Reed. He's got a nice filly on his hands, and won the Blue Mountain Juvenile last week. Mark Reed next.
The latest. latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Enjoy Daily Racing Form's best value with a multi-track PP pack. Get five full-card PPs featuring the day's best racing for only $6. Each DRF multi-track PP pack features full-card DRF pass performances for the top tracks you want to play. Handicapping articles and analysis, closer looks for key tracks, and selections by DRF handicappers. Daily packs and longer plans for all budgets are available. Download full-card PPs for five of today's top tracks. Visit drf.com/multi-track today.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Your barn is successful. Your program is tried and true. However, there are a few horses that aren't responding in the way you'd like. Does this sound familiar? Well, let Biomedical Research Labs help change that. Our clinically proven products will help your equine athletes become their very best. I guarantee it. This is Joseph Vellante. To learn more, contact me at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.